This is typical Winter's understatement. He lives modestly on his farm and in a small townhouse in Hershey. But he is a wealthy man who achieved success by creating and marketing a new revolutionary cattle food and other animal food products. He is also the gentlest of men. In July 1990, when he finished telling me about practically wiping out an entire German rifle company on the dike in Holland on October 5, 1944, we went for a walk down to his pond. A flock of perhaps 30 Canadian geese took off. One goose stayed behind, honking plaintively at the others. Winters explained that the bird had a broken wing. I remarked that he ought to get out a rifle and shoot the goose before a fox got her. Freeze her up for Thanksgiving dinner. He gave me an astonished glance. "I couldn't do that," he said, horrified at the thought. He is incapable of a violent action. He never raises his voice. He is contemptuous of exaggeration, self-puffery, or posturing. He has achieved exactly what he wanted in life, that peace and quiet he promised himself as he lay down to catch some sleep on the night of June 6 to 7, 1944, and the continuing love and respect of the men he commanded in Easy Company in World War II. In one of his last newsletters, Mike Ranney wrote, "In thinking back on the days of Easy Company, I'm treasuring my remark to a grandson who asked, 'Grandpa, were you a hero in the war?' 'No,' I answered, 'but I served in a company of heroes.'"
That was Band of Brothers by Stephen Ambrose, read by Tim Jerome. We do hope you've enjoyed listening to this Chivers audiobook. For details of further titles, please contact us at Chivers Audiobooks, Post Office Box 1450, Hampton, New Hampshire, 03843, or call us at 1-800-621-0182.